981-2NM. It's time to talk some motoring with David Brown. And I'm imagining he's sitting in his office right now in his Ferrari T-shirt, with his Ferrari jacket, with his Ferrari hat, maybe even in his Ferrari underpants. David, how are you this morning?
Only if I got a texter out and wrote my own, wrote that name on it, Andrew. Ferrari, both in fashion and in motoring, is a little beyond my financial capabilities.
Oh, that's unfortunate, because I thought the idea would have been, if you can't afford a Ferrari, at least you can afford their apparel, which apparently is a there's lots of it out there.
Well, they've just held their first fashion show.
Of course they did.
And they put it on a catwalk that was down beside the assembly line for their V12 vehicles. So you can see that the link between the two is becoming absolutely critical. And I guess it was always there to some degree. They're just upping it more. I mean, I went and through the Ferrari Museum in Modena in Italy, and there was undoubtedly caps that you could buy there for 40 euros or a book for 100 euros or so on. I didn't choose to go down that path.
It'd been a business expense for you, David. You could have claimed it.
That still makes it. Oh, it doesn't matter. So, look, this fashion is coming very part of it. And of course, it's now getting coverage in fashion websites and so on. But there were various styles of fashion there. There was undoubtedly the occasional walking billboard, you know, where you've got a belt that's got the word Ferrari written all on it. So there were, not all of it was that, but there's no doubt it's a bit like those T-shirts, well, lacrosse or something or other that you used to wear, and they used to pay you in the Depression to walk around with this. Now you pay for the privilege. That's some of it. There's a kaleidoscope of colours, but there's and jackets that cost a lot. But I think those jackets, they're in the hope of people will notice that image, which is the image you're portraying of someone who doesn't care what other people think.
David, please tell me, when they had the catwalk show, that all the models were walking down in their Ferrari gear going brum, 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 brum. It's the only way they could have done it, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, yes. Well, it was significant that they were beside the assembly line, of which they put together V12 sports cars. SAP says the Competition A, which the 8112. I actually had to get a website to tell me how to pronounce that. But
right.
I thought it was significant because the cars were partly finished, and some of the fashion features were substantial coats that finished then as a miniskirt, leaving bare legs. Yeah. So it looked like it had a whole pile of gear on it, but then not enough.
Certainly sounds very Italian. I understand exactly what you're saying there. You would have thought, given the cost of a Ferrari, they'd throw you a jacket and a T-shirt, wouldn't they? I mean, you're part of the club then.
Ferrari distributor was selling the new 599, and the price on it was $600,000. And someone said to the distributor, why don't you make it $599,000 just to be symbolic? And someone said, $1,000 is $1,000. So, they're not about to give anything away just for a little bit of promotion. They'll promote, but it's not going to be a giveaway, I'm sure.
Well, I've said it once, I'll say it again. In this case, it's the cost of a Ferrari jacket. If you've got to ask, you can't afford it.
Summed it up in one.
David Brown, as always, thank you very much for talking some motoring today on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show.
It's always my pleasure. Thank you, Andrew.